Here's something else that made the opposition click into place for me. And y'all, this just happened 2 days ago, y'all. Just a few days ago. I'm a self-taught astrologer. I took one beginner self-study class where they gave you the material. You go through it yourself. No mentors, no teachers, no formal lineage. Shout out to Deborah Silverman. She's a good astrologer, y'all. After that, I just kept reading books, listening to podcasts, having conversations about charts with people. Had thousands of those conversations with anybody who was willing to talk to me about their chart. Then I started a blog. That blog turned into this podcast because really, I had no one to talk to about astrology. No one around me understood what the fuck I was talking about, y'all. So I started talking into this microphone instead. It felt like I was broadcasting from the planet of the apes. And for years, I measured myself against what I thought a master astrologer should be. Someone with formal training, mentors, credentials, a lineage. Someone who earned the title the right way. But then I learned something that shifted everything. Again, a couple of days ago. Most of the astrologers people consider masters were also self-taught too. Huh? What? Say it ain't so. Quick heads up. I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.